With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge says New Mexico election regulators and prosecutors discriminated against a Republican-backed group in refusing access to voter registration rolls. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Friday ruling from U.S. District Judge James Browning bars the state from refusing to turn over voter data to Voter Reference Foundation. The decision bolsters the group's efforts to expand a free database of registered voters so that groups and individuals can take it upon themselves to try to find potential irregularities or fraud. State prosecutors plan to appeal the ruling. Election officials and privacy advocates say voter lists could find their way into the hands of malicious actors or disenfranchised voters through intimidation and canceled registrations. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Officials say a man suspected of killing four people aboard a Chicago area transit train shot them while they slept. Police say 30-year-old Ronnie S. Davis of Chicago has been charged with first-degree murder. Also at SRNnews.com, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are heading into the final stretch in the 2024 election race for the Senate majority.
What had been strong momentum by Republicans was, at least temporarily, interrupted by a bump in enthusiasm for Democrats following their party's recent convention and the nomination of Kamala Harris for president. Still, real-time election data tracker Decision Desk HQ gives the GOP a 70% chance of regaining the Senate majority. A key factor in Montana will be by how large a margin Donald Trump can prevail over Kamala Harris. The bigger Trump's margin, analysts say, the better the chances for GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. Bob Agner reporting.
California home insurance rates are going through the roof. State regulators gave Allstate the green light for the largest rate increase in the state for any major insurer since 2021. Homeowners will soon see a 34% average increase. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham's preparing for another trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach at a gospel festival in Italy on September 14th. The Piazza del Plebiscito in Naples will be the venue for the event, and Graham will be joined by local church leaders and Christian music stars. Graham does some globetrotting every year, and 2024 has been no exception. He's already staged gospel festivals in Mexico, Poland, and the United Kingdom this year. He will be in Vietnam in December. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar officials say the decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. The school says the document requires it to be a place of girls and young women. This is SRN News. It was a weak start to the week on Wall Street.
U.S. stocks tumbled Tuesday to their worst day since early August after a new report raised worries about the economy's health. The S&P 500 slumped 2.1%, the Dow dropped 1.5% from its record set before Monday's Labor Day holiday, and the Nasdaq fell 3.3%. Big tech stocks led the way lower. Nvidia fell 9.5%. Treasury yields also fell after a report showed U.S. manufacturing shrank again in August. This is Alex Vega.
Police in a small northwest Louisiana city say an 11-year-old confessed to shooting and killing two family members. 82-year-old former Minden City Councilman and interim mayor Joe Cornelius and his 31-year-old daughter Keisha Miles died. The 11-year-old suspect's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Neighbors told KSLA they heard the boy and Cornelius arguing about credit card charges for video games. More details at SRNnews.com.